Hello and welcome to another Be Your Own Manager career podcast for classical musicians. My name is Bernhard Karis and I'm very happy to have you with me today. Today I will be talking about what makes you special and that you should communicate that. Don't be afraid of it. Just a bit of background for new listeners or so. I am the former CEO and Artistic Director of the Vienna Concert House, and I created a platform called hellostage.com, and today I work with orchestras and presenters and promoters and support them in strategy and marketing and other key questions. I also wrote a book together with Bettina Mene called Be Your Own Manager. It's a book you can get on Amazon but also on the hellostage.com webpage. And it is a career handbook for your career, which is hopefully very helpful to support you in your career. This podcast is supposed to be a weekly podcast, although this summer I'm a bit more lazy and it's rather a bi-weekly podcast, and I'm sorry for that. But that happens in the summer if the summer goes a bit slower than usual, which is also nice. So come back to the podcast, read the book, tell others about it, because that's what sharing is about and that's what our love for classical music is about. If you share it with a lot of others, even more people will get interested in classical music, and that's good for all of us, and it's just great to hear more classical music. Another little announcement: if you like that podcast and if you're really into it, I would appreciate if you support it. Go to patreon.com/Bernhard Karis and support it with as little as $3 a month. It makes a difference, and I find it's a nice appreciation of what I do. So if you do that, please do. But this podcast will stay free because it is my mission to support you as good as I can. And yes, last but not least, please share that podcast with your colleagues. It's always great to have more listeners. But now let's get into it. I don't want to bore you with all that stuff. In some of my latest coaching sessions with young musicians, and actually also some of very established musicians, I heard the same question over and over again. These great artists asked me if they could dare to go their own way. And I asked, what did they mean? They had pet projects. They had projects they really loved doing, but they were not mainstream classical music. So there were people who wanted to explore their roots in Korean music. There were others who just loved early music. There was another one who loved the mountains and wanted to bring his feelings for the mountains back into his music. And I could give you many more examples of artists who have had and still have a passion in a very specific way of making music or programming or presenting their music. And they all were afraid that they actually would put off the classical standard music promoter, presenter or festival. Well, let's think a bit about that. First of all, I put a couple of examples on our blog on hellostage.com, and you will see a couple of really successful examples where musicians went their own way extremely successfully and it did not harm their career. Actually, the opposite happened. It really supported their career. But why is that? Well, you have actually a very simple choice. You can be a mainstream musician and then you are like everyone else. And presenters and managers will think of you saying, hey, you know, great musician, but you know, there's nothing special about them. They're really great. They're fantastic on the instrument or on stage or singing fantastically or so. But you know, where's the edge? Where's the differentiator? So you are confronted with a group of managers and promoters and presenters who are important for your career, who will be indifferent to you. That's not what you want. If you go out and think about it, what makes you special, And that's not only that you're really, really good at your instrument, or that you're a really great singer, that your musicality is outstanding, because I know that all that is true for you. The differentiator of you is where your passion lies. And finding that out and not being shy about it is crucial for your career. Because what happens? If you have an edge in what you do, in the program you do, in how you present yourself, and how you bring your life into your music, that will definitely mean that you will put off a certain amount of presenters and managers. They will not like you. And that happens because as soon as you create a certain edge, you create and invoke an emotion in the other person. And invoking an emotion will always go twofold. Some people will absolutely hate it, and the other people will love it. So, if you think about that, yes, there will be people who will hate it and they won't engage you. Fine. But that will be more than offset with people who adore what you're doing, who love what's special about you, who think, wow, that's a musician I can really present in a different way. That's a musician where people will flock to concerts, to the theater, to the opera house, because they have an edge, they are different. Yeah, they have something which is special about them. And they will do everything to support your career. So instead of having a big mass of indifferent managers and presenters in front of you, wouldn't it be so much better to have a couple, and even if it's a few ones, who really love what you're doing? I can remember a conversation with a young cellist, I think 2 or 3 years ago. And although born and raised in Vienna, he is of Korean descent. And he really wanted to explore his musical Korean roots. And he formed a duo with a traditional Korean instrument player. And they started in exploring the traditional Korean music. They started writing their own music in the style of the Korean traditional music, because a lot of things aren't written down. And they produced a wonderful CD. Yes, that's all Daniel Kim, and you'll find the details actually on the hellostage.com webpage and the blog post going with this podcast. And there's also a link to their album, and you should really explore it and listen to it. He came back to me, I don't know, 2 years later or so, and said, Bernhard, you won't believe it actually. Not only do we get engaged as a duo with this kind of music we do, but actually that made me so much more interesting to the classical presenters and promoters, because they had something which was standing out, and they invite me just as much to play the traditional classical music of Haydn, Beethoven, Schubert, and I don't know what, as they do for our duo program. So do not be afraid to be different than others, as long as it is true to yourself. Find out what differentiates you from other musicians. Be proud of it, be happy about it, and communicate it. Not in an aggressive way, but in a clear way, stating, you know, that's what makes you special. Because there are many, 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 many great musicians and artists out there. Communicating what makes you different will actually raise the attention. And you rather have a few promoters, presenters, and managers in front of you who really love you and who love to work with you, than a big mass of indifferent presenters who say, oh, it's just another musician. Food for thought, and I'm looking forward actually to hearing from you about what makes you special. Write to me and send me examples of yourself and other musicians who have an edge, who do something differently. I'm very happy to feature you on that podcast or on our hellostage.com webpage, because I think that is what makes classical music really interesting and fascinating. Thanks so much for listening. It was a pleasure to have you and to speak to you. My name is Bernard Karas, and that was the Be Your Own Manager career podcast for classical musicians. If you like it, don't forget to share it with others. And yes, if you really liked it, I'm happy. If you want to support it, go to patreon.com/Bernard Karas. And last but not least, just a little reminder, every month I actually give away 3 free coaching sessions. You can sign up for them normally on the first of every month on the hellostage.com webpage on our shop. There is the free coaching slots every month. So, without much further ado, have a wonderful week and speak to you soon, and go out there and make great music.